NHM CD, November 8, Mike Charlie Delta.
NADDF mobile.
What are you doing out here?
Going to the office. Can you be sleeping in? Just that, and I'm a little late.
Yeah, kind of hard to sleep in. And, you know, plus this is Tuesday, so I didn't tell my alarm not to go off, so. But, here I am.
Well, good morning, and Merry Christmas Eve. Hope you enjoy your day off. I don't think I'm going to be at the office all day. Could be like in-house PTO. But I am a little jealous of you gentlemen that are at home today.
Yep. Well, you'll probably have a pretty easy day, so just enjoy that. I know when I used to go in between the holidays, I always enjoyed the fact that it was almost like vacation at work.
It's never really bothered me either. We've already done this, so it's not like I'm missing anything today. But I was going to bring I forgot my HT. I was going to bring my Kenwood and my open spot in, but I figured everyone's probably going to be busy today. Running into the gas station. I'll be back if you're still out here. NADDF.
Alrighty, yeah, I just moving here, so I got some things I gotta get. I'll be here. W8FU.
$6 for a Red Bull. K-E-8, are you 8? Mobile? K-E-8, are you 8? Mobile?
NAKGP.
This is F0UTP testing. This is F0UTP testing 1-2-3-3-1.
NAKGP mobile.
KZ8JF, stationary.
Good day, Merry Christmas.
Hold on, I gotta turn off my handy doggy.
Merry Christmas to you as well. What are you up to?
I had to run to the office to go grab some tables and chairs. Little family thing tonight. I wasn't buzzing back home to drop off the tables and chairs, but I could leave the tables and chairs in the back of the truck, which is not a problem, which I probably will, but I grabbed her cell phone instead of mine, so I've got to run back home to go change cell phones before she realizes that her cell phone is not there.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, you gotta have the right phone. But I'm not doing much here myself. I'm off this morning getting ready for a little bit of last-minute shopping and trying not to do too much of anything, though.
Don't blame you. Got some festivities planned for this evening, I hope. Handle here's Wally. Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee, by the way.
name is Jason. I'm here in Royal Oak near 14 and Crooks. Yeah, my wife makes a Christmas Eve dinner every year, kind of a family tradition from her side of the family. She makes some homemade chicken and dumplings, and it's pretty good. We just have it once a year, so I'm looking forward to that, and I suppose the kids will probably have their significant others over as well. But, yeah, pretty low-key evening, but looking forward to it nonetheless.
Just a second, I'm getting a call from myself, which means she's figured out how to use my phone. Okay, Jason, I am back. She heard me on the base station talking that she didn't have her phone. And so she used my phone to call her phone, and I answered it. So I had to answer a phone call for myself, I guess.
That's pretty funny. Boy, if you didn't have the wrong phone and got a call from yourself, that'd be a little alarming. But that's kind of funny that she heard you on the base station and figured that out.
Yeah, she heard us talking, and that's what she feared. Aha! He has my phone! And so that's why she called. So, yeah, that's kind of a cute story. So, oh, well, at least all's well that ends well. So, I think I'm going to be a little monster come Thursday and go to the city here in New Baltimore, which is where we live, and I'm going to complain about all of these cars that are parked on the side of the road. It makes a mess out of the street, especially like in front of my house when the snowplow has to veer around. And so, you know, so my house doesn't get plowed in front of it. So, and I thought there was supposed to be an ordinance that you're not supposed to park on the road in the winter over here, or at least during snow season or something of that nature. So anyways, I don't know if I should take the high road and talk to the neighbor or take the low road and call the city. Kind of a tough dilemma to be in.
Yeah, that's no fun. You don't want to be that guy, especially if they figure out who called. So it seems like the right idea to talk to them first, but then if they refuse and then you call them, they definitely know who it was. So, yeah, I got neighbors that park in front of my house and in front of their house directly at the end of my driveway, and we're at a curve in my street. My wife and I both drive full-size pickups, so when they park there, it's pretty much impossible to get out of the driveway without making a, you know, several point turn to do it. And I joked to her that one of these days I'm just going to full throttle out of the driveway and make a point, but, you know, I wouldn't actually do it, but it's fun to think about sometimes. Back to you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's a young kid, you know, and they just don't see it. That's the hiccup about it all, you know. I mean, he's in community college type age level and everything else like that. They just don't see it, you know. It's just like it's weird. And, you know, they can't park in front of their house. I got that because they got a mailbox right there in the way. So then they don't get their mail. So I don't know. Kind of a weird situation. But it is what it is. So, but other than that, not too much. Radio's been real quiet this morning, so I figured I'd throw my call if anybody was around. All the locals must be wrapping their presents or something, all the people that normally hang out around here.
Yeah, it has been pretty quiet this morning. I tend to listen more than I talk, but I thought I would turn the radio on and maybe throw my call out, and just as I was about to, I heard you. So I hear you on here quite a bit. I'm listening on this repeater a lot, and I chime in here and there, but I'm trying to do more. But I was actually up early today. Had to go to physical therapy for my shoulder. I got like a strain in my rotator cuff, so they're working on that. Had to be there at 6:40 this morning, which isn't how I wanted to start a day off, but nonetheless, up and at 'em early.
Yeah, I was up at 6, but luckily I fell back asleep because I thought, oh, no, this is going to be a long day. But I fell back asleep, and I thought, oh, that sounds pretty promising. I wonder if Big D's open. I think I'm going to go get me an expensive cup of coffee. No, I'm not. There's like 20 cars there. I tell you what, New Baltimore, this coffee shop, this guy's got one booming business. It's just, he's always got long, long lines. So good for him.
Yeah, I'm a Tim Hortons guy myself. I'm just sitting here actually drinking a cup of that. We got some K-cups for the Keurig, so I can just make it here at home. But even so, sometimes I just drive through. There's literally one at the end of my street, so it's pretty darn convenient. But the kitchen was more convenient this morning, so I just stopped there.
Yeah, can't say they blame me on that one. So, Yeah, I help Sean out with the repeaters once in a while and things like that. So, and, you're familiar with this network, right? One in Warren, one in Richmond, one in Romeo. I'm not sure what, and then there's some other ones. The one in Mount Clemens that's linked to it. And I think there's one, I might be wrong, but I think there's one in Bloomfield Hills, too.
Yep, I've got them all programmed into my radios and bounce around depending on where I'm at. But I'm on the Warren one more often than not when I'm here at the house and even out driving around. I can actually pick that up almost all the way out to Plymouth where I work. So pretty good coverage with it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it does. What do you do out in Plymouth, can I ask?
Yeah, I'm in IT, been doing that for 28 years, and working for an automotive supplier out there 2 days a week on site, 3 days a week from home. Prefer to work from home just because the commute's so long, but at the same time, the commute gives me 2 hours a day of radio time when there's nothing else to do but drone on the freeway, so don't mind it, actually.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that changed that. I've done a lot. I've been doing a lot of work from home, too. But, you know, my job, for the most part, I'm a sales rep. I sell automotive equipment, and I support it. You know, where the when you take your cars into the dealerships, all the equipment in the back room, we're one of the companies that takes care of all that equipment, sells all that equipment. The hoists, the lifts are probably our biggest niche. Get your car in the air, get your car down, and then, of course, we've got all the credentials to certify them. They got to get certified every year, so we're one of the, I think there's basically 2.5 companies that do that in Southeast Michigan, and we're one of the two, so.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, before I got into IT a million years ago, I was a painter, worked at an automotive, a couple of dealerships, worked at the Troy Motor Mall at Fisher Body, and worked at Magic Hardware Chevy. So you said you painted body a million years ago, back in the mid-90s.
Tell you what, you were doing that nowadays, you could write your own ticket. The amount of money that those technicians are making, both body, the mechanical, and the painters, it is like over the top. I mean, I was talking with one service director at a Christmas party. He was telling me he's got one guy at $42 an hour, and he has to have an $18 an hour helper with him. So it's just amazing because there's such a scarcity of those people. Because, you know, if you were in the early days, you know why. They did everything they could to try to take advantage of you financially. Well, I guess it's finally caught up to them, and now they're paying the piper for it all. Which means we're paying it, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It was decent money back in the day. I mean, you know, I had a friend that was into it that told, you know, he had a cool truck, and I'm like, man, what do you do for a living? And he told me, and I'm like, maybe I'll do that. So I did it for a while, but, yeah, today it's the labor rates are unbelievable. And the cool thing about it, you know, when you're working jobs like that in the shop, you get paid for a book hour, whether it takes you an hour or it takes you 10 minutes. So if you're good and you're efficient, you can flag, you know, 100 hours in a week and 30 hours. And you got to be pretty efficient and get some good jobs. But you can certainly make some good money, especially with the rates now. I can't believe what the hourly rates are these days compared to back then.
Yeah, a lot of these customer pay labor rates are like a buck and a half. I think that's what ours is. I don't know. Ours changes. It's kind of dynamic. Depends on the market and things of that nature. But on the average, you see a buck and a half. So if you had to take your car in and have something done, so that's a lot of freaking dough, man, for a car.
Yeah, that is wild. I feel like the labor rates back when I was doing it were between 60 and 80 an hour probably. So that's more than double. So, yeah, for anyone still doing it, that's it's good money. It's tough work, though, and, you know, working around the chemicals and everything, especially in the paint. So I guess I don't miss that part of it, coming home and having to shower twice to get it all off of me. Don't have that in IT, but, Yeah, there's good money out there to be made for sure.
Yeah, I agree. So, but yeah, it all works out good. We have to have transportation, so I guess it is what it is. So, all right, Mr. Jason, I'm going to let you go. Merry Christmas again. I'm getting ready to pull into the bank. I got to go put my paycheck in, take some money out, and I'm going to try to find a place that I can get a cup of coffee that the line isn't 20 cars long. So with that, I'm going to be clearing your final. You have a good holiday. If I do any more driving, I'll throw my call out. Jason, I forget your call, but I remember your name. So, Jason, 73 from NHKPP.
All right. Great talking to you, Wally. This is Jason, KZ8JS. I'll be clear. Merry Christmas. 73.
KD8RUH mobile.
NHKPP.
Yankee November, KD8MYN, radio check, radio.
Station calling for a radio check. You were in and out pretty bad. It was hard to get a full copy on your call sign. I heard bits and pieces there, along with some static. KZHAF.
Station, was it KE8MYN or N0UEC? We're both trying to reach that repeater.
Not sure. It was, I sounded like one caller saying multiple call signs, but I'm on the Warren 447.6 right now. I can hear you okay. There's some bacon in there, but still readable now.
Okay, how about now? This is my mobile rig.
Still a little bacon, but still perfectly readable. So there's some noise, but I can read you very well, nonetheless.
Well, I think that's not too shabby for us being in Otisville.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Now let's see if we can get him on here.
I wasn't sure who you were trying to reach in particular. I just happened to hear your call, and since it broke up, I figured I'd respond. This is KZ8JF, Jason in Royal Oak.
Hey, thanks for the calling. At least I know I get the receiver. This way, we got one end of it taken care of. Just get the other end, we're good to go.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck in your testing. 73KZHF, I'll be clear.
This is NZUET, testing 123321. KE8MYN, KE8MYN, this is N0UET. This is N0UET, testing 123321. KE8MYN, KE8MYN, this is N0UET. 0UET, Kilo Echo 8 Mike, KE8MYN, radio check, radio check. KE8MYN, KE8MYN, I have you good readable, how many? Station, please repeat. Last station, please repeat. This is N0, UT testing 1-2-3-3-2-1, 2-3-3-2-1, how copy? N0 UEP, the Kilo Echo 8, I'm Yankee November. It was in chief, but not on the handset. It could be a range issue, but that's not an issue. All I have to do is get a little closer to the repeater and it should be fine. Okay, I'm glad that this is finally working. KE8MYN, this is N0 UEP. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November, KE8MYN mobile. KE8MYN, this is N0 UEP, was that you? Roger, that was just me, KE8MYN. Okay, you're broken, but I can read you. Yeah, I got you a little broken too. Get out there, try 6-6. Yeah, I'm a little bit away from your house, just down the block, and now I can hear you loud and clear. I wonder if we got some descents going on. This is N0, UEP. This is N0, UEP, okay. N0 UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November. I got you a little broken.
Continue on
main. 8MYN, on Main Street, Millington.
Okay, James, I got you, you're broken. This is N0 UEP.
Last station, say again, I got a lot of road noise here. The roads are not nice out here.
KE8MYN, this is N0 UEP. Hey, I copied. You got the rough driving, but I don't think I was hitting it with the handheld.
Yeah, N0 UEP, KE8MYN, you sound pretty good now.
Yeah, this is the main unit downstairs.
KE8MYN, North Lake Road.
I got a dog barking situation. I can't hear you.
Hello, UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November. I was just pointing out that I had just passed North Lake Road.
All right, so you're going to go into the no-go zone where you can't reach anybody. KE8MYN, N0 UEP. Are you in the dead zone there yet?
This is the dead zone.
Yeah, over there around Lake Road or Sheridan, there's like a dead zone where you can't even get cell phone coverage.
I wonder if that's why we can't ever reach Bob.
No, that's not the case where she's at. Although I did have trouble making good contact, I've always managed to get phone calls. At least I can get my phone to ring. Go ahead, last station. This is N0 UEP.
N0 UEP. Is that, if I got that right? Merry Christmas. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. This is November 0, Uniform, Echo Papa. And I'm online with my brother here, who's headed down North Lake Road, I believe, headed over to Mayville, N0 UEP.
Gotcha. I am headed to Davison. So hope you guys are driving safe. I heard somebody say that the roads are not nice to you. Over to your brother, KJKJO.
Yeah, it's he's saying that the roads are not nice out there in that zone.
How's 69? I mean, it looks like it's moving quite well here. I just got on the freeway from Emmett, and I'm going to go to Irish Road.
Irish is usually pretty good, although I don't know. I might be tempted for M15 if it's really bad.
Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. I'm on Mayville Road.
Awesome, awesome.
Guys, I'm going to back down here so you can chit-chat on your travels there. Be safe, drive safe. Watch for the dopes on the road there. 73 in your final, KCDA-KJO.
Roger, sir. Merry Christmas. Have a safe trip to Davis.
UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. I think there's still something wrong with the front end. I might have somebody else look at it.
KE8MYN, this is N0 UEP.
This is KE8MYN, go ahead.
Hey, you're getting pretty close now. I'd like you to try 666. On your handheld.
There ain't no 666. I already checked that.
14666.
It's unlisted. Hang on, I'm almost there. We'll check in a minute.
Yeah, Roger.
There's only one listing for Millington, either in repeater book or in, the paper rack, right? The paper rack guide. And I've got both of those programmed in, so.
This is a care machine, 14666. Let me go check and make sure.
Enzo UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. I am destinated.
Hey,
this is 146. Missed that last, lots of static. What do you got? UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. I said I got a lot of static. I missed that last part. What do you got?
Okay, downstairs now. look that repeater up. 146.66, 100 hertz tone, 10 miles outside Mayville, in Carroll. I was messing around on my handheld yesterday. I was able to hit it no problem from her house. On a handheld. Okay, well, I don't know if you're still there or not, but that repeater is actually busy right now. So if you turn to it, you should be able to hear somebody. 0 UEP monitoring.
0 UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Hang on for a second. 146.66. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, that's the Carroll repeater, not the Millington repeater.
Correct. It's a Carroll machine, 100 hertz sound.
Right, I got that on my handset. I can hear somebody talking on it now.
Yeah, it's busy. station I had. So when they stop, you might want to try it from inside her house. So this is I'm going to QSY. I'm going to go to 146.66 and listen. Roger. That's why 146.66.
N0UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Them guys talk a lot.
8MYN. Yeah, I had to run downstairs. yeah, I understand. They are talking for a bit there. N0UEP.
Well, anyway, I'm on site. Mom's here. They haven't come to fix the stove yet, so...
hanging out. Let me before you leave, and I'll start the chicken, and that way we won't have too long to wait for it. And worst come to worst, maybe a half hour before 5 o'clock, I'll start it up.
UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
Mobile.
Zero UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
Sorry, James. It takes a bit to get down here. This is M0 UEP. K8MYN, K8MYN. This is M0 UEP. Okay, Tom, I forget your call sign. Are you still out there?
Who's calling? Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar, M0 UEP.
Yeah, I'm still out here, but I'm not sure what's your repeater I'm on. I'm kind of staticky. I can get the popcorn all over.
This machine is out in Millington. I say again, Millington.
Okay, I'm in Davison, and I'm on 4600. I'll call into my phone, please, KGO. You're still out there a little while, but we can chat.
Okay, roger, roger. Great. KE8MYN, this is N0 UEP. Are you out there?
Roger, roger, N0 UEP. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
Alrighty. Are you on a handheld in the house or hanging out in the truck?
I'm on a handheld just outside the house on the porch because they're in there watching TV and we're not supposed to have stuff like that coming in over the radio.
Okay. I have to check and see if that 6-6 machine is still busy. N0 UEP.
It's still busy.
Oh, okay. I'm going to run upstairs and finished cleaning up there. I still got the handheld up there, but it takes me a while to run down here to actually hit the machine. Roger. I got you. If I call, I'll call for a long time. You got it, man. Hey, see you in a bit. M0 UEP monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November, KE8 MYN monitoring. Actually, KE8 MYN clear. There's no point in, I'm going to interrupt their TV show or you know, I'm going to end up broadcasting something I shouldn't. I'm just going to turn off my radio until I need it.
KF8BOT listening. KF8BOT listening.
UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November to N0 UEP. Got your ears on? November 0, Uniform Echo Papa. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, KE8 MYN. Let me know. Are you there? KEHMYN, this is M0 UEP. Yeah, takes me to get down here. Okay, well, for some reason, they've decided to do the divide and conquer thing, so I've basically hijacked Mom, and we'll be there shortly. And Jim will be around after they fix the stove, I guess. Oh, wow. Did they even show up? That's a negative. All righty then. Well, awesome. I'll be waiting. Zero UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November Mobile.
This is M0 UEP. What up?
Who's down M24? Echo 8, Mike Yankee November, destinated.
W-8-E-A-P.
KF-8S.
W-8-E-A-P.
KABB.